Man, okay, so tell us about that song, what it's about. Let's get into it.
Well, I had a professor in college at Emory for it's like this African American literature course that just she changed my life because it wasn't the books that she was, it was the books, but it was also like she kept referring to, you know, like there were still lynchings going on, and this was in 84, 85, and she would talk about the Atlanta child murders, and I was like, I have no idea what she's, like, all this stuff had happened when Emily and I were, like, just finishing high school and starting college in Atlanta, and Tony Kate Mambara had written a book called These Bones About My Child, and I went back and read it, and I was like, wow, I really, like, and I was reading, like, a series of really incredible books about the civil rights movement, and I was just like, this was, like, right when I was born, right when I was going through elementary school, right when I was going in high school, and I was like, thinking about how you just, you're sheltered from all this stuff, and now with being told not to teach certain things, and just thinking about, like, even, it's like things just stood still and never got anywhere, because now we're not teaching the stuff that we need in the South, I mean, that we need to be teaching, you know, to the kids, and I have to say, you know, I've counted on some of my teachers that would tell me outside of class what was going on, you know, like my history teachers that would be like, well, you know, this is what we're learning in the books, but here's something else, you know, for you to think about. Because I was very, like, obstinate, and, like, I know everything, but I didn't, I mean, I had, you know, Reagan numbers before I met the
Americans. Oh, no! Not Reagan!
Yeah. For, like, a, you know, he's a brief man.
It's the South, they do that to us, you know, they taught us the wrong history, like, lost cause, like, we...
It was a nice car.
Reagan was.
Sticker came with it.
Probably did.
I
know you still live in the South. You've told me you're never gonna leave.
Never gonna leave.
How has your Southern identity, like, influenced your songwriting over the years?
Well, I mean, a song like that, you know, is about wrestling with having to learn things again and again and again and again and try to become, like, the person I want to be as a Southerner, you know. But then I'm so influenced by Southern rock, so it is in that arena that I write formally, you know. And then I tried to put a bridge in there that had, like, a little bit of a uplift of bringing some. I mean, on the record, it's had horns, and, you know, my happy producer's here, Brian Spizer, the producer of this record. It's informed by Southern rock, but the lyrics are the left wing of Southern rock, you know, and I'm never going to be able to get the redneck out of me in that way. But, you know,
you're
the redneck wants to talk about other things now.
Yeah. You're the best of the, like, it's a good redneck. Like, that's a good job, Brian. It's a very Southern song.